USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the federal funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%.
The summer surge in COVID cases from the Delta variant has held back the recovery in the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell noting supply chain disruptions and bottlenecks and told reporters that is helping to fuel higher inflation. Powell is optimistic that inflation will start turning around next year. The top House Republican is warning Democrats they may lose dozens of seats next year.
It'll be more than 70 Democrats that will be competitive. There's many that are going to lose their races based upon walking off a cliff from Nancy Pelosi pushing them.
California's Kevin McCarthy at his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the Fed funds rate will stay between 0 and 1/4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling reporters that economic gains have been restrained by the ongoing effects of the COVID pandemic. He thinks economic growth should pick up this quarter, resulting in strong gains by year's end. 28 million Americans are now given the green light to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky greenlit the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. That is the final step in the approval process that makes coronavirus vaccines available to younger children as soon as Friday.
Wes Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. Also, Walgreens and CVS will begin offering coronavirus shots to kids ages 5 through 11 this weekend. Walgreens beginning their nationwide rollout on Saturday, CVS following suit on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden's social spending plan remains in limbo as the Senate has yet to reach an agreement. Progressives and moderates have agreed to cut some programs but are still indecisive and at odds over others. Republicans are now waiting for a final vote to potentially go in their favor. And Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana tells Fox News what needs to happen next.
All we need are 51 votes. Mm-hmm. Then Biden either has to sign it or veto it. So it'll put everyone on record, and it'll be the culmination of what happens when you're starting to sell craziness out of the federal government, and it doesn't seem like it's ending. It keeps getting worse.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration will order nearly all federal agencies to fix cybersecurity flaws that are considered major risks. The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill and called this initiative, along with the new Joint Cyber Defense Collaborate, very crucial.
I really think this is a different and unique capability for the nation. It's the place that by statute brings together the full power of the federal government with the innovation, imagination, and ingenuity of the private sector.
The new directive is also one of the biggest ever imposed by the federal government. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.